From Spark and Anvil and Logic Quest, this is Mo, Tara, and Dior in Chapter 1 of the Logic Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Down one hall of the Great Logic Hall lived the tricksters, the ones who sounded clever and led you nowhere. But up the other hall lived three friends who did something rarer and better. They reached answers you could actually stand on. Mo went forward, Tara went backward, and Dior crossed things off until only the truth was left. They were not flashy, they did not shout, but when something genuinely needed to be known, known for sure, not just argued about, it was these three who were sent for. Puzzle came in, said Dior one morning, holding it up. A real one. Mo cracked his knuckles. Then let's do it properly. Forward, backward, and cross off, said Tara, same as always.
Mo went first, because Mo's step was the simplest and the most foundational of them all. Run the rule forward. Mo held up a rule everyone agreed on. If it rains, the ground gets wet. Then Mo held up a fact. It is raining. And then Mo took the one honest step forward, and it landed on solid stone. Therefore, the ground is wet. That was it. That was the whole move. People think it's too simple to matter, Mo said. But watch how sturdy it is. If the rule really holds, if it rains, the ground gets wet. And the start is really true. It is raining. Then the ending cannot be false. It's forced. The ground must be wet. I'm not guessing. I'm just walking the rule forward, one honest step, and the ground catches me every time.
Then Tara stepped up and did the same rule the other direction, the move that surprises people. Same rule, said Tara. If it rains, the ground gets wet. But this time, Tara didn't start at the beginning. Tara started at the end, with a fact about the ending. The ground is not wet. And then Tara walked the rule backward. If rain always makes the ground wet, then a dry ground means it cannot have rained. Therefore, it did not rain. This one feels like magic the first time, Tara admitted, but it isn't. It's just the same rule read backward. If the rule promises that P leads to Q, then no Q means there was no P. Because if there had been, Q would have happened. The dry ground proves it didn't rain. I don't need to have seen the sky. The rule and the ending tell me for certain.
And then came Dior, whose step worked when you didn't have a rule at all, just a list, and a way to shrink it.
The vase got knocked over, said Dior, laying out the puzzle. Either the cat did it, or the dog did it. Two possibilities. Then Dior found one honest fact. The cat was shut outside all afternoon. It was not the cat. And Dior crossed it off. And with the cat gone, only one branch remained, and it had to be true. Therefore, it was the dog.
Cross off what it isn't, said Dior, and whatever's left standing has to be it. That's my whole move. I don't have to catch the dog in the act. I just have to be sure of the list, either the cat or the dog, and sure of one thing it isn't. Take away the false one, and the true one is all that's left. The answer was hiding in the list the whole time. I just cleared away everything it couldn't be.
By afternoon, the three of them had cracked the whole puzzle, walking rules forward with Mo, backward with Tara, and crossing off dead ends with Dior, and every step of it held. Not one lucky guess, not one clever-sounding dodge. Just three honest moves, laid end to end, each one landing on solid ground. Good forward, said Tara. Good backward, said Dior. Good cross off, said Mo. There is a particular steadying confidence in reasoning you can actually stand on, the feeling of ground under your feet instead of clever fog around your head. The tricksters down the other hall could always make an argument sound good, but these three could make an answer be true, one honest step at a time.
And knowing the difference, and knowing how to build the solid kind, is one of the quietly powerful things a person can carry into any argument, any puzzle, any hard question for the rest of their life.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Mo, Tara, and Dior. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.